So have you ever felt like a stump? Cut off? Feeling kind of dead? Just a memory of something big and strong and alive, and now it's nothing more than a stump. All kinds of things bring that on. Maybe somebody you love died, lost a job, got really sick. And a lot of the times, the way we feel cut off and stumpish comes on us much more gradually. It'll be things like, we wonder what life is for. Maybe raising a family didn't work out the way we wanted it to. I look back on how we lived, what we've done, and asked, is that it? There is. Meanwhile, we see these happy, perfect families on TV. Everybody loves each other. They all get along really well. They can't wait to be with each other. While our own families look more like the Simpsons. Maybe we feel like we haven't accomplished much or what we've done doesn't really matter. Maybe we don't enjoy the things we used to, and there's no fun left in life. There's all kinds of reasons that we start to feel like lifeless stumps, a mockery of what life was. God's people knew exactly what this meant. They had lost it all. God's promise to Abraham back in Genesis was, I will make you a great and mighty nation, more descendants than there are stars in the sky and grains of sand on the seashore. And the promise came true, the nation of Israel, and within 200 years they blew it. And 250 years later they lost it all. They had been destroyed by their neighbors, and the remnant was not in good shape. And they realized that they had squandered God's promise in petty power grabs. And now it was all falling apart. They felt like stumps. A shoot shall grow out of the stump of Jesse. Now Jesse, David's father. David was the greatest king Israel had ever known. Whenever Israel talked about the good old days, they thought of the time of David. And now they had lost it all. And it was through their own fault. They felt like stumps. But there's a promise here. A shoot shall grow out of the stump of Jesse. New life will come out of the remnant. Do you know how it is? It is when we feel like stumps and confronted with the limits of our own power, that is usually when we are finally willing to let go and let God into our lives. Now we know stumps look dead, but God's not done. Because for every death we face, every kind of death, there is new life waiting for us if we will have it. God was sending a new leader, a Messiah. But this time, not just for a single nation or for one people, but for all people, for all of humanity. God was sending a new leader who is not military or political, because that thinking is too small. Instead, God was sending a new leader bigger than any nation or any single people. God was raising up a leader to save the world, one who would save us from ourselves, a Savior who will bring new life in us and to us every time we feel like stumps. God is coming. Our God is bigger than one nation, bigger than all nations, but small enough to fit into the cracks in our hearts. Now, these words are not just about the past. They are for us today. God is at work in our lives, especially when we feel like stumps, when we feel powerless to fix and save ourselves, because it's in the times that we hurt that we are often most ready to let God enter our lives and bring us new life. A shoot will grow from the stump of Jesse. This is what John the Baptist was preaching about in our gospel today. He said, prepare the way of the Lord. Make a straight path. Now, of course, this is not about paving a highway. Rather, it is about making a path to our hearts and to our souls, to the center of our lives. John says, our Savior is coming, but we need to let him in. And the problem is, there's stuff in the way. There's potholes and roadblocks and detours. See, the roadblocks and detours in our time are things like co-opting the birth of Jesus into an orgy of overconsumption and overspending and overdoing, because the world wants us to fill the holes in our souls with more stuff. A quick material fix for our inner pain, our loneliness or fear, and all the things that keep us restless and without peace. But more stuff never works. When our hearts feel like dead stumps, no party, no present is going to make us happy. We might have more stuff, but we're still going to feel far from God, like the holes in our souls are just getting deeper and the darkness creeps in. When we hurt, when we feel like stumps, frequently we hide. People ask how we are, and we say, fine. And we hurt inside so bad you can almost hear it. As if it's shameful to hurt inside, as if it's some kind of character flaw to need love. But the more we hide, the longer we try to settle for substitutes. But when we need love and forgiveness, do not settle for a tie or a sweater. When we need new life, and our feelings of inadequacy or failure healed, don't settle for decorations and a party. God has something much better in store, just what we need, big enough to bring healing to the whole world and small enough to fit into the cracks in our hearts and the holes in our souls. You know, we need light when the darkness of the world feels overwhelming and we have forgotten what hope is. We need to be grabbed, tackled, flooded with love and forgiveness. And we cannot create what we need ourselves. It needs to happen to us. And it can only happen when we let go. When we stop looking for quick and simple solutions. When we stop trying to create our own peace. When we stop trying to fix ourselves. We cannot create our own healing, but we can get rid of the stuff that prevents it from breaking into our lives. Make a straight path to your hearts. Friends, the path to our hearts is not a dead-end street. It runs both ways. It is a highway. We get and we give. We receive forgiveness so we can give it. When healing, mercy, and sharing peace flows through us to others, it changes us too. God did not come into the world in Jesus just so we could feel smug or warm and fuzzy. No, Jesus came to give us what we need, peace in here, healing for broken hearts, bringing us the hope we need when it feels like a sun will never rise again, causing new life to grow when we feel like dead stumps. But it can only happen when we are willing to let go, to let go of our attempts to fix things, to let go of our desire to expect things outside of us to heal us within, to let go of the short-term pet stuff that we pretend is so important in the moment. That is how we make that straight path and fill the potholes and remove the things that get in the way of our Savior coming to us today. Our God is so great and powerful, but our God is also small enough to fit into the cracks in our hearts and to fill the pain, the holes that our pain leaves. Our great and powerful God who created the universe is small enough to come to us in a baby. Our God fits. Our God is like our own breath coming in and out of us, and a light that shines into the darkness, bringing hope and warmth and peace. So in this busy, hectic time of year when we race around trying to make Christmas perfect, getting gifts and going to parties and sending cards and everything else, take time to be quiet and listen. Listen to God speaking to you, and I mean speaking to you as you breathe in and out. Close your eyes and see the light shining in the darkness, because God says, I am coming to you. Jesus is coming to heal, to forgive, to love for you. And when you look inside, If you see the stumps, look again and see that new life growing out of them, because that is your new life. This, friends, is what we are getting ready for. May this gift be yours.